From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Peter Sagal, and this week we're going to look back at the best moments of 2006 as provided by our talented roster of panelists. Now, one of the fun things we get to do each week is decide which panelist will get which question. For instance, a question about squirrels on the rampage in England? Sue Ellicott. A question about a sex scandal in Washington? Roxanne Roberts, of course. Is a funny word involved? Then give it to Roy Blunt Jr. But the perfect Adam Felber question is hard to describe. Let's just say that if it's a story that requires the panelists to think just like we do, that's the question we give to Adam. Adam, a Florida man was arrested for shoplifting after he tried unsuccessfully to hide what in his shorts?
This is one of those questions where you want me to, like, embarrass myself by saying something like sausage, and the answer is, in fact, sausage.
Yes, it was a 12-inch long pepperoni.
Yeah.
Rodney A. Covington's partially concealed sausage attracted the attention.
Rodney! His name was Rodney.
His name was Rodney. Attracted the attention of the manager of the cash-and-carry convenience store. Covington explained that he had put the meat into his shorts because he had hurt his hand, you see. Whoa. He couldn't carry a shopping basket.
Sure. Yeah.
The manager then noticed the pound of pepper jack cheese in Covington's hip pocket and called the cops.
Well,
you know, if you're a criminal out there, just imagine the headline before you commit the crime. If you can't do the headline, don't commit the crime.
Are you going to... Like, what does the manager say? Are you going to pay for that, or are you just happy to see me? Adam, 9 Clay Aiken fans have complained to the U.S. Federal Trade Commission.
There are 9?
There are 9.
All of them.
They have complained to the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, threatening a false advertising suit against Mr. Aiken and his record labels. These women say they were falsely led to believe what?
It's just another one of those setups. You want me to say he was straight.
That's what I want you to say. Ring a bell.
First Liberace, now this.
Adam, the increasingly repressive government of Uzbekistan...
Repressive, after that.
...has barred...
Fur underwear.
I'll finish the question. Has barred its citizens from wearing what, Adam?
Fur underwear.
Yes, fur-lined underwear. It's so interesting to start a sentence with the phrase increasingly repressive government Uzbekistan and end it with fur-lined underwear.
Yes.
But why?
Well, the hirsute lingerie has grown increasingly popular as the weather has turned colder there, of course. But the Uzbek government said they wanted to protect citizens from, quote, unbridled fantasies, unquote, brought on by wearing the soft, pliable, tickling underwear.
Fur underwear.
Yeah.
Is there a danger that it might be alive?
You're ready to go with that.
Oh, of course. Come on. I think I've never missed a fur-lined underwear question on this show.